and see if they can play physical football today.
Let's become great. You know how we do our thing.
Welcome to the Lincoln County Locker Room, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kickspex Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Rittberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Lincoln County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
Hi, everybody, and good evening. Welcome to the debut of Licking County Locker Room. As it was told to you, we are live here at Stein Brewery. Happy to be joined by the head coach and the Division III Coach of the Year last year in the state of Ohio, Coach Wes Schroeder. Coach, first of all, congratulations. I know coaches don't like to look back, but I've got to start with what a great run that was last year, a historic year at Granville. You make it to the state semifinals. That was a team, expectations were high, a lot of things were wondering, okay, can this team go as far as anybody? And they met the expectations, and I think exceeded them.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Those guys were a special group. I think that's one of the big differences. Last year, I feel like after we won games, it was kind of more like of a relief, like, okay, we did it. This year, it's just a little more, they're both fun in different ways, but that group last year was a lot of fun, and it's, you don't replicate that all often, but it was a lot of fun, and I'm just looking forward to this year.
And you had some adversity, obviously, in the postseason with the loss of your senior quarterback, and to see this team again rise with adversity, because I'm going to be honest with you, there weren't a lot of people that thought, okay, with him out, even if he got a home playoff game in week two, this is probably going to be the end of it. And there was no slowing down.
No, I think that's a testament to the seniors we had, the leaders. They took it upon themselves to, get Tyler in there and rally around him and do things the right way. I think when you do things the right way, I think typically things tend to work out. And Carson was obviously an outstanding player and, somebody we loved having around and we missed. And but it was we always have a next man up mentality, and we have a next man up mentality this year with about 18 starters. So
you start the year on the road at Whitehall, a team that I thought last year gave your defense some fits. They always have speed, mm-hmm. They're athletic, and the defense usually they like to say is ahead of the offense to start the season, 18-7. Your thoughts on last week's win?
Yeah, we just with an inexperienced team, we just made some mistakes that we shouldn't have made. That's on me, and it's something we got to get fixed. We got out in the red zone the one time. We fumbled a snap. We probably punched in there. We went for it on fourth down, didn't get it. We fumbled running the clock out. I mean, there's just stuff. And then we kind of, in the second half, just kind of sheltered our play calling a little bit just for comfort reasons, because we just want to get out of there 1-0 and then get fixed what we need to get fixed. And we didn't want to give them opportunities. We wanted to make them earn it. We felt like if we made them earn it, we were going to get a win. So
I've asked a lot of coaches this, the little bit of the change with this preseason, with the acclimation time and so forth, and then you really just kind of get into pretty heavy practices leading up to the season. Your thoughts of how that was there a lot of difference in just how this whole setup was in this offseason, or again, with a veteran group that you have and some players that have had it, they're going to be able to adjust to whatever's needed to be done?
Yeah, I think there's... I think it's tough. I think it's just when you have that last week of July, I got a wife and three kids at home, and you feel like if you take that time off, you feel like you're cheating your kids. So we couldn't take it off. So we had to practice, and then now we're starting the season in the second, 2 weeks before August, when you're used to starting in August, and then now you're going into, late November. You're at this for 5 months. So, we hit the ground running in a sense, but, I wish they would just give us kind of some concrete, this is when you start, and then everybody's on the same playing field and you don't feel any kind of way about doing stuff. So
I love the honesty there, because there's a few coaches that will just kind of, I don't want to say drink the Kool-Aid, yeah. They say, okay, whatever, because I got to be honest, from a person that's been around high school football since, I don't want to say how old I am, but nevertheless, to start in mid-August and go through November, that's a grind, and it's a grind for the coaches, for the athletic directors, for the players. You're really making it into a long, long season.
It's very long, and I think that's what gets lost. I think because you love it, you kind of, it just goes so fast, but then you look back, and it's just, it's a lot. Like, you look back, when you look at the year we had last year, we're practicing on Thanksgiving Day. I don't go home on, Friday nights are long. You don't get home till late on the weeknights, and it's just, it's worth it, and it's fun, and, you know, I wouldn't change it for the world, but, you know, the summers, I just wish they would be more, like I said, just, this is what it is, because we want to do stuff. We have, you know, like I said, I have three little girls that we want to do stuff with at home, and we want to go places, and it kind of cuts into that time, and I don't like that, so.
Understood. Well, let's bring in one of your very good players that's been an integral part the last couple seasons, Miles Eckenrode. Miles, thank you for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So, as I, you know, talk to Coach, first let's go back to last year and your thoughts of how that season went. As I mentioned, there was high anticipation. You guys, it was a very business-like attitude and atmosphere. I don't think I really saw a lot of emotion with you guys until the Licking Valley game. And I think that was a little bit of revenge game, and you wanted to make the statement. But really, from week one until that game, it was a very business-like attitude.
It was, yeah. So we had a lot of hopes for the season. We had high hopes for the season. And, you know, yeah, like you said, the Valley game, yeah, since I was a freshman, that's just been a really important game to us, and it's been personal since I've been in Granville. So, yeah, that was a fun one to play. And you know, the season turned out better than I could ever expect. A lot of those guys I'm still talking to, and, you know, I've built relationships that I think I'll have for the rest of my life. So it was definitely fun to be a part of, and I'm glad I had that experience.
So now, as a leader on this team, how do you carry that, bring your pail every day to practice every game, you know, and show the underclassmen, okay, this is what we need to do to be successful? How important is that for you to be a leader on this team?
Oh, it's very important. Yeah, I've looked up to those guys since I was a freshman, so just to be in those shoes is just so surreal for me. So I had a good experience last year. You know, I had guys I could look up to, you know, get advice, you know, just what they're doing, you know, I can copy that. So to be in those shoes, you know, I feel like there's more eyes on me. So I just need to do my best in practice and games and show what I can do. So.
Do you think last season for the youngsters, they see that and they say, okay, we know what it takes. We don't want to let the community down, our coaching staff down, our teammates down. I mean, can that bleed over season into season?
I think it can, yeah. So we had guys from that team, not as many guys, but we still have some returning guys that have that experience. And I think we have a lot of roles to fill. We still do, but those are big shoes to fill. But I think our team can do it. And so I think the captains just need to step in and show that experience to the young team. So
Here was the mantra before you came to high school and before you became a head coach at Granville, is they're quick, they're athletic, but they're not really that physical. You can push them around a little bit. I think that's changed a little bit. I mean, you guys seem to play with a chip on your shoulder, and the more physical the game gets, and I go back to last year where you've got Watterson and you've got DeSales and you've got London. I mean, these teams love to play physical up front, and you handled all of them.
I've always heard that about Granville too, but last year I really think that we set the tone for what Granville can do, and I think this year we still have that mentality, just be the most physical team that we can be, and most physical team in Lincoln County. So I really think that from here on out we're definitely more physical team than in the past. So
you like having the bullseye on you?
I do. Yeah.
I knew you were going to answer that way, but
there's teams out to get you from last year. They want to beat the big dog. They want to beat the biggest, baddest team. So, I think there's a lot of teams that are trying to get revenge this season.
So, Coach, I'm going to say he was not that pleased with week one, just kind of in his answer. What was your thoughts of the game against Whitehall?
I definitely agree with Coach Schrader and what he said. I think there's a lot of things that we messed up on. I think there's a lot of little things we need to fix, but overall, I'm proud of our fight, and it was a really good experience for our young team, and it was good for the older guys too, just to have that one game under the belt. And now coming up to Clear Fork, I think it's really good that we had that experience for this good team. So we just need to bring it over to this week.
Did it help maybe to be on the road because you had so much, I don't want to say change and turnover, but really, I mean, okay, you can be on the road. Maybe some people still have some doubts and so forth. Did that kind of help to start the season being away from home?
Yeah, I think I did, yeah. There's definitely more pressure when you're not playing in your home field. But this week we're at home, so we have that advantage. And yeah, there's definitely people doubting this team and saying we're not as good as last year. But yeah, I mean, there is some roles to fill, but I think that our team is capable of that.
If you had to describe this team in one word, put you on the spot.
I think grit.
Okay.
That's the word I'm going to go.
Okay. All right. So why go with grit? What made you say that?
Not to bring up last year again, but last year we had a lot of tough kids. I think this year, you know, we may not have the depth that we did last year, but we definitely have some tough kids that, you know, that can handle the punches and get over adversity. So I think that's going to be a key word for this year.
Coach, bring you back in here. As Miles mentioned, you did Clear Fork this Friday night. That's usually a very good football team. You went on the road last year and handled them 28-6. I think roles a little bit reversed. They have a lot of guys back. They're looking to have a good season. They start with a come-from-behind win over one of their county rivals, Lucas, 21-20. What can you tell us about the Colts coming in here?
They're very good. They're very big up front. They're a physical team. Yeah, we were tied at half with them last year. And we end up pulling away. They got athletes. Honestly, I feel like this might be one of the few times since I've been here I feel like we might be an underdog going into a game, which is good, though. I think it's good for our guys to sense that and feel that and relish that. So, yeah, they're good. I mean, they're really good. They got a lot of those guys back from a good team. And they're big, they're physical, they're athletic. You know, and then what they do well. They're coached really, really well too. So, you know, all the things you look for in a good team, they have. So, we're going to play really well to have a chance and try to get this win.
It seemed like they were opportunistic in just watching or reading the box score, where they had a couple big kickoff returns and took advantage of some things. So, not to put words into your mouth, but I'm going to guess ball control, turnovers, special teams, pretty much the same song and dance could play a role Friday night.
Yeah, that's kind of our MO, is we try to be the more disciplined team, you know, not make a lot of mistakes and, you know, win the special teams battle and, you know, make them earn it defensively and offensively, you know, take our shots when we have them and, you know, move the chains and score points when we can. So it's no different than any other week. I mean, they're a really good team, but they're beatable. From our perspective, we're not afraid of them by any stretch of the imagination, but they're very good, and we're going to play sound fundamental football like we typically do.
So do you agree with Miles? Grit?
Yeah, I think that was a great word. I'm impressed with Miles. I'm impressed with his interview skills right now.
Yeah,
I think he's doing great.
He is.
I was wondering how he's going to answer that, and that was better now what he came up with, because grit is exactly what I would describe these guys. Is they're, you know, we hear about last year all the time, and that's not, we don't hide from it, but we don't try to dwell on it. And but it takes a lot of, you know, we have, you know, a handful of sophomores playing. We have a lot of guys playing their first, you know, like we said several times, obviously, but. It is. They're a gritty group that wants to get better. They're fun to be around. I'm having a blast coaching them because they are. That's who they are. They're hardworking kids who try to do things the right way, and they just want to win and play for each other. So it's, yeah, I think grit was a great word choice.
I won't try to mince words on this, but again, quarterback does lead in whatever level of sport you're talking about. So, Tyler, I'm not asking from a talent perspective, but from a leadership perspective, how well do you think he has fit into the role, and how much did the postseason last year help him get ready for this year?
It's been great. He's grown. He's every week he gets a little better. You know, last year he came in and you know, that playoff run we catered our, we had a really good running back,
mm-hmm.
and we kind
yes,
of catered.
You did.
if you don't know, he had 30 touchdowns and 2,000 yards, but we did a lot to like kind of protect him and, you know, have him manage the game, because he can throw the ball well.
Mm-hmm.
And this year we're asking a lot more out of him, and I think as the year goes on, I think he'll progress in that role, but his leadership's always been there. He's always works hard. He's always, you know, positive with the kids. He's always asking questions. He's a really smart kid. He's gonna get better as the year goes on. So, he did play two full games last year, and the biggest games, arguably, in the school's history. So, you can't really replicate those. So, but that experience is huge. So, yeah, he's gonna get better, and he threw a few touchdowns week one. He knows he has a lot of room to grow, and And so do all of us. So we're excited about the opportunity to get better.
I'm not saying I know what exactly he said, but I remember Haley after Crouch went down and he went over to him and he put his arm around him. And I just want to say, I'm sure he said, I got this against Watterson. And he did have it because he had a monster second half and when you guys needed big plays. So, yeah, you're kind of, that might be a little bit an understatement. You had a good running back. You had an outstanding running back. But I think, and Miles, I just want to touch on this. That's what that team, I think, was. Everybody's going to step up for everybody else. And when you had your leader go down, there didn't seem to be any panic. We panicked in the press box because that's what we do. But it didn't seem like you guys panicked at all. And I'm sure you'd just love to see that carry over teammate for teammate this year.
Yeah, this year, I think last year we're definitely close, but this year I think we're definitely building relationships that we had last year. But yeah, if that happened this year, hopefully it doesn't. I think we can definitely pick each other up and keep going and push through.
Folks, if I could tell you, Miles smiles the whole time he's answering a question. I mean, he is not nervous at all. He has got this down. I am impressed. The guys that are going to follow you for the next 9 weeks, they have a lot to work on. So appreciate both of you coming here after practice, being a part here at Licking County Locker Room. Thanks so much. We'll be there Friday night to watch you guys against the Colts. And thanks again. Congratulations again on last year. And look forward to a great 2022.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. Licking County Locker Room brought to you by Ritberger Meat Market in Buckeye Lake and Shamrock Printing here on K98.7. When we come back, we'll talk to the boss man of the athletics here at Granville, Josh Duvall. We'll have that and more right here on Licking County Locker Room on K98.7.
Coaches, players, and more. It's the Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Stein Brewing Company on Church Street in downtown Newark on Kate 98.7.
And you are listening to the Licking County Locker Room, brought to you by Garage Experts of Columbus and our host Stein Brewing Company right here on Kate 98.7. We'll be with you till 7 p.m. this evening, so you still got a few minutes to come on down and have some great food, have a couple drinks, and 10% of tonight's proceeds up until 7 will go to the Granville Athletic Department. And speaking of the department, we're happy to be joined by Athletic Director Josh Duvall, who joins us. First of all, thanks for coming on Licking County Locker Room. Glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us, Ryan. Appreciate
all right, so season starts on the road. You get the big home game coming up this Friday night against Clear Fork. And as you were just telling me in break, may have a pretty good crowd coming up Friday night.
It's shaping up to be a pretty good crowd. You got the 110 coming in from Athens. Our band director, Jared Smith, has done a great job in coordinating the logistics and getting them up here for that. It's going to be a great opportunity for Licking County. From what I heard, there's over 35 participants in the 110 from Licking County.
Wow.
10 of which are Granville, former Granville students. So it's going to be a good night for our community and also the county.
And to have, I know the 110, they go out and do a lot of different things, but they don't do a lot of high school events.
That's
so
right,
this
yeah.
is a huge get, I think, for you and Granville to have that happen Friday night.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Jared Smith, our band director, like I said, he marched in the 110, so he has a good relationship with their band director and was able to, and they reached out to us and said, hey, we got a lot of kids participating in the band that are from Granville. We do a couple outreach things a year. And this would be a great opportunity, like to come to a home football game at Granville. You know, we got the beautiful new stadium, and they wanted to take part in that. So, all in all, looking forward to it. Should be a great night, and excited for our community and our kids.
You mentioned the stadium, and for myself, just to be a part of that place last year, it really is quite the high school stadium. I mean, yeah. The turf is great. The stadium is just set up. Great ambiance. I mean, you really got to be pleased of how that's all come together.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. I think it's one of the best stadiums in the state of Ohio, especially in central Ohio. The donors, the Hodges and the Reeses, so grateful for their contribution in making that happen. You know, when I first arrived on Granville on the scene from Westerville South 4 years ago, I walked into the stadium and I couldn't believe I was in Granville because of just the condition of that stadium.
Yeah.
But you know, over the last couple of years and making that capital improvement to our district has been really good for our kids and giving them an opportunity to participate and compete in a state of art facility is exciting, and that's what it's all about, just giving them the opportunity to play and make memories that they'll have for a lifetime.
So I lied to you. I said I wasn't going to ask any tough questions. I am going to, and I don't think it's a tough question, but you mentioned, you know, less than 5 years on the job. Head coach, less than 5 years on the job.
Yeah.
New principal.
Yeah.
So.
He's a football guy, by the way.
Yes. The Hinton name is well known in high school ranks. There's no question about that. But, so, you don't want to talk about changing of the guard per se, but this is a new era of Granville, and it's deep in its roots, no question about it. But it's kind of a fresh look at things, I guess you could say, within the community.
Yeah, you know, we're really excited about having Wes on staff. I think he's one of the best offensive minds in Central Ohio. I think you saw that last year on display, and just things that he put together offensively. Now, I say that coming off a week where we just scored 18 points, so he better figure that out real quick. He will. Him and his staff do a wonderful job, and you know, really feel good about where we're at as an athletic department and the leadership that we get out of our head coaches and guys like Wes just leading the way and doing things the right way and you know, ensuring our kids have a great experience in the athletics that they play. So you know, just really excited about where we're at and optimistic for the future as well.
Fall sports is a very busy time, I believe, over 10, 10 sports. You've got more than that, you know, for the
fall. 16 sports maybe in the fall.
Yeah, so yeah. Where do you find the time?
Well,
or maybe you don't. I don't know.
My wife right over there does a great job with her family and holding the glue together at home when there are nights where I'm not home before 11 o'clock at night, and I'm out the door at 7 o'clock in the morning. So all the credit to her and making it happen. But listen, it's a tough profession. It's a grind each and every day. But, you know, I know what I signed up for, and each and every day we try our hardest to give our kids the best experience possible through athletics, and it's certainly rewarding. It's a grind, there's no question about it, but it's very rewarding.
Is it nice, though, to have the athletic department where you're able to offer so many different sports, whatever season, fall, winter,
yeah,
spring? I mean, just
yeah,
to give,
sure,
because there are, you know, athletes that, you know, can't play football or can't, but or have the opportunity to do golf, to do soccer, whatever, volleyball, whatever the case may be. I mean,
yeah,
I know some schools, depending on size, may be limited to 2, 3, 4 sports, and that's not the problem here at Granville. So I think it's busy, but at least it's also you're getting to see opportunities for a lot of students.
Absolutely. So we have 29 varsity sports. Most of those sports have sub-level varsity teams, JV and freshmen. So we're one of the biggest athletic departments in Central Ohio, right behind New Albany, Upper Arlington, those larger suburb schools. But you're exactly right. Just to give those kids the opportunity to participate in extracurricular activities and interscholastic athletics is important to their overall development. I mean, there's no other place, in my opinion, where you can learn the skills to help you be successful in life than you can on the athletic field or the court or whatever it is. So that's what's special about Granville. We give those kids the opportunity to play a variety of sports, field hockey, swimming, lacrosse, things aren't that aren't necessarily traditional here in the Licking County League. Again, it just gives them another opportunity to compete and represent our community and develop skills that will help them later on in life.
Speaking with Josh Duvall here on Licking County Locker Room, Josh, the athletic director at Granville, one of the biggest things is trying to keep amateurism even at the high school level. The NIL was voted down, which I have to admit I was a little bit surprised with the momentum that it had. But how do you kind of keep this amateurism in check? Because as I try to tell my kids, you don't want to grow up yet. Take your time and enjoy life. So how do you try to balance that?
Yeah, I think the landscape, you know, maybe the next couple of years is going to change, although it was voted down from member schools, this past spring. I anticipate that maybe changing and looking a little different, maybe once the legislator gets involved, in the state of Ohio. But, you know, I think, you know, you look at the vote from the schools, it's pretty telling, that we want to preserve interscholastic based athletics the way they are now, and preserving the amateurism, that's in question right now. So I think it just takes away from the kids on just being kids, like you said. And, it's going to be interesting next couple of years, see what happens and, what happens to high school sports over the next couple of years as well.
Well,
what that looks like.
And when your coach and I were talking about it, because I struggle again from even just football from mid-August to after. When he talked about practicing on Thanksgiving, that was usually state final week. Now you got another week and you're in the middle of, I've got some concerns. I love the sports and I love covering high school, but there is a part of me that is concerned of where this is headed.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Just in the current climate of high school athletics, and hopefully it doesn't go that route. But you never know. And what we're going to do every single day is just try to give our kids the opportunity to compete and be kids and hopefully learn some life lessons that they'll take with them for the rest of their lives.
One of the things I saw come up on the OHSAA website, and I've never seen this in Granville and very infrequent in Licking County, though, is the sportsmanship and making sure we respect officials. I'm not going to always agree with officials. You're not going to always, but also camaraderie around on the players. So is there did they talk about that leading up to the season with sports, with the athletes and so forth? But how big of a focus has that become?
Well, it's a big focus. There's been a few times the past couple of years where we've had to cancel or reschedule games simply because we don't have officials. So we're constantly stressing our student athletes, our coaches, and even our community and families to really treat those folks with respect and appreciation. And we want them to come back to Granville. And when they walk out of our doors, they said that's a first-class place, and I want to come back to that place. So we try to do a little extra for the officials and take care of them. But that's a concerning point. And just the landscape of high school athletics and the shortage of officials. And I don't know how that's going to factor in the years to come on what high school athletics looks like. But, you know, we try to do things internally to try to help promote sportsmanship. Our kids do a great job. They're respectful kids. And as an AD, the wins and losses are nice. But more importantly, I love when an official says, hey, your kids act the right way, and they represent you, your school well, they represent your community well. That's more important to me than any win that we could possibly get.
So one of the things that a lot of folks that I've talked to that their kids get into is sports management in college. That's become a very interesting major to look at and so forth. So advice to those getting into the field that want to get into the business aspect of sports.
You better have thick skin. You better have some thick skin because you're blamed for everything, whether you can control it or not. So that's okay. But it's a rewarding profession. It's something that you can make an impact every single day in the lives of people and coaches and students and hopefully the community as well. So it's a grind, long hours, no question about it, challenging days, but very rewarding. And when you march out there on a Friday night or a Tuesday watching a field hockey game or a soccer game and you'll watch the kids making memories that will last them a lifetime, that is enough satisfaction for me and makes those bad days not so bad.
And you mentioned long days. I'll see you at noon or 12:30 when we come to set up for your game, and I know you're waiting to turn the lights out when we wrap up, but I know you start game day even before high noon. I mean, really, is it 10 to 12 hour day?
No question about it. Game day on Friday nights, 12 hour day. And you're spending most of your week preparing for that Friday night. You know, we're coordinating itineraries and officials and parking maps and schedules well before Friday night. I was actually doing that this morning today and sending out to Clear Fork. And so it starts well before Friday morning at 7 o'clock. And then once Friday morning, 7 o'clock hits, you're just tying up the loose ends and making sure everything's ready to go.
All right. So before we let you go, again, appreciate your time here on Licking County Locker Room. Again, for folks that want to come out Friday night, probably don't wait until the last minute to get tickets. Is that what you're alluding to?
I would, yeah. So our pre-sale right now has been one of the highest pre-sale a week ahead of the event. So if folks are looking to get out and check out the Granville Clear Fork game and also see the Marching 110 or vice versa, they certainly want to get on GranvilleAthletics.com and purchase tickets well before Friday. Gates open at 6 p.m. to the general public, and it should be a great night for us.
Of course, if you can't make it, you can listen right here to K98.7.
Right.
I got to put the plug in there,
yeah, that's all right.
And we'll be here. Of course, you can take your radio with you or whatever. So, Josh, appreciate you joining us. This has been great. Thanks again to all of Granville for coming out, and should be a fun season once again.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right, thank
thanks
you, sir.
Appreciate it.
Okay. So, that's Josh DeBall again. Granville hosting Clear Fork, and we will be on the air a little bit before 7 o'clock for kickoff. Should be a very good game. Both teams are 1-0. Both teams having aspirations again to move forward in the 2022 season. So we appreciate Josh, Coach Wes Schroeder, and Miles the Smile Eckenrode. I think I'm going to use that nickname moving forward since he doesn't ever not have a smile. So I want to thank everybody for this first edition of Licking County Locker Room here at Stein Brewery. We will be back here next Monday at 6 p.m., and we will be joined by Newark head coach Bill Franks along with Newark athletic director Jeff Quackenbush. So hopefully you can catch our game Friday night with the Aces and Clear Fork, and then back here Monday Locker Room here at Stein Brewery. And, of course, you can stop by Stein Brewery all week long if you want to do that as well. Thanks again, everybody. Enjoy your Monday night. This is Brian Mays. Everyone have a great Monday night. We'll talk to you Friday on K98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room Show on K98.7. Tonight's show was brought to you by Licking Memorial Health Systems, Stein Brewing Company, Kix Mix Bookstore, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Garage Experts of Columbus, and Ritberger Meat Market, Buckeye Lake. Join us next Monday night at 6 for the Licking County Locker Room on K98.